So much appreciation for you stopping by today and listening to the blog titled, Belittle Yourself Much? Here we go. I reached the end of my hike and came across two preschoolers playing on a giant dirt hill. With their dad keeping a watchful eye on them, I shouted to the boy who had reached the top, Are you the king of the mountain? He shouted back, No, I'm the king of the dirt. Undoubtedly, the little guy has yet to think much about the words he uses to describe himself, but you and I, we have grown into being exceptional in the art of self-berating and belittling. In the last month alone, I have received multiple messages from multiple people. Number one, I'm meant to fail forever. Number two, I don't feel amazing. Number three, I didn't get this one either. I suck. Number four, I'm too old. Absolutely, each message is easy to relate to, but none of the messages are helpful to live with. But hearing my own mean and hard self-thinking shit for too many years has pushed me to now do this. I add a comma and then a but, one after the other. Comma, but. Let me color it in. I failed today, but I'm not a failure. I didn't exercise today, but I will tomorrow. I didn't get this one, but I might get the next. I'm old, but I still have lots of value to add. Whatever it is that you love to angrily whisper and beat yourself up with, add a comma, then a but. Undoubtedly, going hard on myself has pushed me up a couple of tough mountains, but I am also aware that if I am consistently too hard on myself, I am far more likely to stare at mountain tops rather than reach them. So here's a new strategy for walking through life. When you start talking hard crap to yourself about yourself, how about adding a touch of softness, too. That's a comma, then a but. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for being a kindred spirit in creating the best life you can. Go out, create a great day, and may you inspire others to do the same.